Hello and welcome to the Gladcast. I am Natalie Marie and this is...
Hello, it's Hannah Lee.
Hannah Lee is in California where she got to come back home because the skies are all orange and cloudy and smoky. And so we were, before this podcasting, we were sort of doing rampages of appreciation for when things can feel sort of like God's tragedy and what and the beautiful pieces that come out of it. So that was kind of nice to do. And then we transitioned into our idea for today's podcast, which is the idea of doing your best. And in my work, I have come to see it as a really, really relaxing and shortcut to joy, where you ask, can I be doing better? Is this, am I doing my best? And it isn't a sort of high performance notion. It's just this idea of positioning yourself in your now in a way that doesn't have any shame or resistance. It's the easiest, sort of clearest place to be on the dial in any now, because you feel proud of yourself and you feel available to the best of what could be offered in any now, because you're in your zenith or your apex. So we're really excited to sort of explore that concept a little bit as a tiny magic, because it isn't a big question. It isn't a big shift. It's just a small shift, but it can have such profound effects on how you show up and what comes to you. So Hannah Lee, you ready to take it away?
I would love to take it away. I'm going to start with the letter C for cliff, because for me, I have this kind of touchstone imagery in my mind that I go to when I'm trying to ask myself in the moment or find some steering or guidance towards my best. Is I imagine that I'm standing on a cliff and the wind is blowing up and my hair is being lifted up in the wind and my arms are outstretched and I have a scarf that's billowing up behind me and I can kind of feel it rippling in my fingertips. And for some reason that feeling, I think I came up with that feeling, Natalie, when you were really into the metaphor of the hum and finding the hum. And for me,
spoiler
that
alert,
is like an
still
embodiment
into
of,
it. Still really into it. Not past tense.
Hasn't gone anywhere.
The resonant hum, baby. What's yummier than that? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so finding a touchstone image in my mind that is an embodiment of the hum, and I can imagine I'm feeling that way, and then it's like, okay, from the hum, how do I act? What am I? Mm-hmm. How do I want to react to what somebody just said? What do I want to do next? The hum steers me in a really delicious way.
Now, in my mind, that looks like Keira Knightley standing on a cliff in Pride and Prejudice. Is that what you're seeing? Like with her 5,000 foot long cloak blowing back off the cliffs of Dover. Do you know that image? Is that what you look like in your head? Is that what your resonant hum looks like?
I feel like I'm wearing like a normal like Hannah outfit, like a simple dress or like overalls, and the scarf is like that turquoise teal gauzy see-through scarf that I think you gave me like years ago. Yeah. Also, it's Rumi's green shawl.
Yeah. Now, what I love about what your answer is, because in any given moment, if you're doing your best, you will look like you, happy and clear. And that won't look like anyone else, because we all have different personality frameworks, came through with different intentions for this life experience. And in yours, so you asking, can I be doing better? One of the ways you do that is to anchor energetically, emotionally to your essential connection with yourself, your simplest version, and to just anchor there and breathe into that. And then from there, that clears your palate, right? If you were in a deeply anxious or confused state and you were to take a minute and breathe into that relaxing feeling of being on a cliff, being dressed as your essential self, relax into the now, you're going to open your portal and the clarity and access to, you know, spirit's answers will come in. And so I love that you anchor to that cliff version as a way of being able to, you know, discern which way is better. For me, D is for droopy. When I can, you know, I don't know, you've had droopy days where you don't really get much decision energy going. And, you know, I could do this. I'm doing this. I guess I'm doing this. It's droopy. It's just like there's no tension on the line. You can't hit anybody with that ruler. It's just a wet noodle. And when I ask, you know, am I doing my best? You could hit someone with a wet noodle. I don't mean to imply that you couldn't or that I haven't, but it's more fun if it's, I'm not say that. Anyway, I love how it makes the tension proper, because, you know, when we're manifested into form from spirit, there's an inevitable and necessary tension between being in human form and having creative energy flowing through us, animating us. There's a necessary tension of always calling in more life force through us. And that tension is aliveness. And if I ask, can I do better? Am I doing my best? And then I start to move towards whatever I hear, that tension begins to retune and become zazzy again and tight and crackling and usable. And that helps me to relieve that droopy sense of not having decided, because there's a level of delicious decision in when I turn towards that question, can I be doing better? It's like, it's kind of like getting your ire up, getting your vigor up, being like, fuck yeah, I can. And I want to. And the droop begins to disappear immediately. And it's difficult to, you know, be really happy with droopy. Is that a dwarf?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like this heavy, sad Eeyore energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, for E, I want to kind of dive into the energy aspect of it. And it, I love the taking the reins on a plan or on a day and steering it energetically with, like, excitement. Ooh, I think I want to switch from energy to excitement.
Do it. I approve. Do it. Love. Voting. Wait, we should vote on it.
I love...
No, we already did. Go. Sorry.
Okay.
Go. Keep talking.
I vote on it, too.
Okay.
Unanimous. Passed. That's my gavel.
Here, here.
Oh, my gosh. It'd be really fun if we had, like, giant wigs, like old judges.
Yeah. We kind of... Have you seen our hair? What about our hair doesn't look like just, a like... giant wig?
I think maybe for our, we're like talking about making like a live recording episode, listeners, and maybe we could just pour like white flour on our hair so it looks like white.
No, let's do that for the promo picture for this. I'm going to dump flour on my head and take a picture and you do it and we'll make a collage. Uh-oh, spoiler alert, listeners. Okay, what the fuck were you saying? E is for idiots.
Excitement. Uh-huh. Idiots.
Super idiots are having a microphone.
I'm thinking about how recently my partner and I have been kind of splitting up our days and hanging out with my daughter. And when it's like my turn, it's just so fun to be like, let's put the pedal to the metal, baby. Let's like go to the beach right now. And got like 2 hours, let's do it. And just like running into the plan with excitement, whereas it's like we could just kind of derp around the house and have like a droopy day, but mm-hmm. like what's exciting. Mm-hmm. Yesterday we went and the exciting thing was shopping for her flower girl dress.
Bing bong.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. I like I like that we've said in a couple of different ways that the question, am I doing my best, or moving yourself into your personal apex, it removes the trap of comparing yourself. But there's also other ways to ask the question, and you were asking, like, what feels exciting? That's a way to move yourself into your personal best, or your apex, your zenith of your happeningness, of your now. Mm-hmm. You can also sort of move into a feeling of fullness of satisfaction. So F is for fullness of satisfaction, where this just feels fuller. It feels more. And the satisfaction grows. And, you know, because when you're contracted, you're barely letting in anything. You're pretty depleted. You can't really feel. And when you're wide open to source energy, wide open in your alignment and in your presence, you're feeling all. You are so receptive. Your receptors are wide open and they're really, really full. And so you can sort of navigate into a feeling of fullness if you don't have a sense or a mental image of what your best might look like. You could just say, this taking a walk in the rain feels fuller. It feels more satisfying. I'm going to move towards that and trust that that's me moving into my yummiest participation with this now.
Amen. G is I like how moving towards my best, or just not even moving towards my best. It's really, I love your term of anchoring, Natalie, really anchoring to my best and then moving from that space.
Yeah.
Or not moving if I don't want to move, doing whatever I want from that space feels like just like giggly. There's this kind of like giggly, almost like greedy feeling of just like grinny feeling like I have given myself permission to want what I want and to be who I am. And then, yeah, there's like kind of this fullness that billows out from there. And it's such a, it's like, it's turning, the lights are turning green when I'm bringing myself to smile just at my own thought of feeling so good.
Yeah. And that really speaks to this paradigm that is like, I think a lot of people sort of like get in, a lot of folks in like the New Age movement have sort of gotten into this sort of like there's a little bit of the baby thrown out with the bathwater. They're like, I don't want to be productive. I just want to feel my bliss. And I just want to, but the thing is that your life and your dreams are calling you and you can't hang up that phone because that's who you've become and you have to go with it. And so you have to move in the direction.
It's going to feel painful not
it's going to feel anxiety. You're not going to feel blissful unless you do a shit ton of like super great drugs. And even then that'll only work for a little bit. And the other thing is that not going in it is going to start to cause shame and embarrassment or a sense of chagrin and personal regret that will erode your capacity to be present with anything. And it's going to start to cost you in your relationships and all over the board. And so doing your best is a way of kind of staying with the karaoke dot as the song is going along. So I love that you spoke to how doing your best gives you this access to the fullness and to the glee and to the easiness and to the, you called it like bratty, but really it's just clear. I mean, we feel like, oh my God, I get to do, you said greedy, but like good feeling greedy of like, I get to do this. I get to go on this roller coaster ride. Like you're all with yourself. So you're, again, those receptors are wide open. You're not in shame. You're not in personal regret. And so you feel really, really present. And so like, it's a really sweet little hack. If you're feeling bad about yourself, is just to say, can I do better? Can I do my best? I want to end with heart. I think the answer has to come from your heart. And my best answers about can I do my best, it requires a level, because my mind will be tricky and be like, wow, the best is if you just keep doing this shitty thing that you know you really don't want to be doing and you are feeling bad about. My mind might say that because that's like ego rigidity or I'm stuck, whatever. But my heart will always tell me the truth and say like, no, you're not doing your best. You need to get up. You need to go for a fucking walk and pray or walk or go talk to that child. Mm-hmm. They're alone and you know that that would make you feel better and it would make them feel better. And it's the best that you can do in this moment. And so I like that you can, if you're having trouble with that question, just pass it through the heart filter. Just shut your fucking head off for a second, put your hand over your heart and say, am I doing my best? Can I do better? And your heart will give you that answer and it will feel good to receive it. And you'll be like, okay, yeah, I just let myself out of jail. Thank you for that clarity. I'm going to go fucking do that. And I want to end by singing a song that we love that starts with the line, there's a river in this heart of mine, which is appropriate because the heart is where you're going to receive your clarity, listeners, for angling a little bit towards that karaoke dot of doing your personal best, which is never going to look like anyone else's personal best. So don't even look at them. Don't even keep your eyes on the prize. Hannah, you want to start us, baby?
Which is your heart.
Which is your heart. Your heart is the prize. And it looks like Hannah's daughter's flower girl dress is what your personal best looks like. Because it's a unicorn.
So true.
Yeah. That's what everyone's personal best looks like.
Yeah, and thank you to this band who wrote this song, Mamoose. We are so inspired by
They have kept us alive. We've sang this song, I don't know, 500 times at least, with so many different women all over.
At least.
And each time it like breaks open someone's heart. So grateful for this band and for their heart mission. Oh my God.
Amen. All right, here it is. Ready, Nat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There is a river in this. Oh, no. I'm going to start a little higher.
I love that.
There is a river in this heart of mine, filled with knowingness of my highest good. I am willing. I will do my part where the river will never run dry. I'm gonna let myself be lifted. I'm gonna let myself be lifted. I'm gonna let myself be lifted. By and by, I will lay my troubles down by the water, where the river will never run dry.
Listeners, Hannah and I have been avoiding trying to sing in real time together because of the delay, because we're 5 hours apart, and we just gave that our best shot. That was us doing our best, and it is sweet and discordant, and we're off in many places, and I was grinning the whole time listening to my sweet, beautiful friend sing her fucking heart out. I love you, Hannah Lee, and I'm so grateful to share this journey with you.
I love you too, Natalie. And yeah, I think I read something recently that was so sweet. It was saying, like, we're not all about making things that are meant to sell and put into boxes. We're here to just feel our joy. And so if that is singing off key, or that's making a weird doodle or whatever, it doesn't always need to be perfect. It's just meant to bring a smile to your face. So,
Amen, sister. And one final thought is that Tony Robbins has this really lovely distinction where he said there's basically two pains. And I don't know why this works for me, but it just does. There's the pain of discipline and the pain of regret. And as you go through this week and you're considering this question in your heart, can I do better? Am I doing my best? Am I in my personal apex? Remember that, you know, it may take a little bit of like discipline to get up a little earlier and meditate if that's your best, or to sit down and be fully present with a child for 15 minutes because that's what your heart is asking. It might take discipline, but it is so much better a pain than the pain of regret, which costs you energetically, emotionally, and vibrationally. One pain moves you to your true self, and I would argue it's not a real pain. It's just a stretch, right? And one pain moves you away from your true self, where you feel regretful personally and you start to be embarrassed about yourself. So I wish you a delicious stretching pain of moving towards your true self through this question. And we're so grateful for your participation in this. And we love y'all.
Love you. Bye, guys. I look at the sky and the stars see me. I wonder if they're happy just to be so free.